Hello, I'm Michael Lehman, and this is an introduction to the Feature Builder Power Tool for Visual Studio 2010. Feature Builder is a power tool created by the Visual Studio product group, enabling you to easily extend Visual Studio, distribute code templates, and create guided developer experiences. Feature Builder is used to build feature extensions. A feature extension makes life easier by combining the tools, the code, and the map needed to build a product, enhancing the Visual Studio experience. There is a continuum of feature extensions, ranging from one as simple as just tools, to ones containing the tools, the code, and the map, and anywhere in between, including project templates, item templates, T4 templates, and step-by-step guidance. You can even build an ultimate feature extension in which you can include industry-standard UML and custom DSL models, so you can provide your users a logical view of the target solution, as well as empower them to build and visualize the code to be written using visual designers. Ultimate feature extensions require the developer to have Visual Studio 2010 Ultimate Edition. Feature extensions not including UML models can be used with the professional and premium editions of Visual Studio. If you can't wait to get started, there's a Hello World walkthrough at the end of this screencast. Every feature extension has the same structure: the tools, the code, and the map. The tools consist of easy-to-build Visual Studio automation and easy-to-create Visual Studio menu items on both menu bars and context menus, as well as context menu items and drag-drop support for UML and DSL model designers. The code can contain project templates, item templates, T4 templates, in fact, any reusable artifact your users need to complete the task. The map consists of structured process workflow and documentation. Building feature extensions uses Visual Studio. As you can see, the folders and projects on the left map easily to the tools, the code, and the map on the right. Feature Builder uses Visual Studio standard packaging and management mechanisms, including V6 packaging and the Extensions Manager. Creating tools is easy. The Feature Builder includes the visual designer on which you drag and drop launch points that specify menu and/or drag and drop gestures, and command bindings which link your launch points to code. You can use commands in the built-in library supplied with Feature Builder, or you can write your own. Creating Visual Studio automation is also easy. Feature Builder provides easy-to-use templates for implementing commands which interact directly with Visual Studio using the Visual Studio SDK. You simply write the code in the execute method. Templates which make it easy to build wizards and value providers are also provided. Creating code is easy. Simply create projects and items in a Visual Studio solution, use the Visual Studio Export Template command from the File menu, and then add the resulting zip files to your Feature Builder solution. Feature Builder will automatically package your tools, your code templates, and documents together as a V6. Creating the map is easy too. You use UML activity diagrams. The UML actions are annotated with special UML stereotypes, which are provided with the Feature Builder. And then you simply attach documents created by Microsoft Word and saved as MHT files. The map provides step-by-step guidance to your developer, showing them how you want them to proceed. It's easy to optimize for both easy-to-learn and power-user scenarios. And if you want, you can even use the map to control the developer's experience by selectively enabling and disabling project and item templates, as well as tools, until they've reached the proper step in your guidance. It's easy to connect the activity diagram to the guidance documents. Each action in the diagram can have an associated document or connects to a live URL delivered right inside Visual Studio. It's also easy to connect the tools to the map. You can select an action in the map and specify which launch points are enabled by that action, thus limiting access to those commands until the user reaches the proper configuration. Here's the layout of a typical feature extension. It has the tools consisting of the launch points and commands, the code consisting of your templates, and the map containing the step-by-step guidance and the documents. Building a feature extension is accomplished by building the solution created when you use the File New Feature Extension or File New Ultimate Feature Extension project templates. Visual Studio compiles your solution and combines the tools, the code, and the map, automatically deploying them to the extensions directory of the experimental instance of Visual Studio, as well as packaging them into a V6 file which you can give to your users. Debugging of feature extension tools is also easy. Just set breakpoints and press F5. and the experimental instance of Visual Studio is launched under the control of your feature building solution. The Feature Builder Power Tool for Visual Studio 2010 is available now on the Visual Studio Gallery. Detailed walkthroughs and information about additional samples are available on Channel 9 at channel9.msdn.com/tags/feature builder. Now let's see Feature Builder in action. First, we're going to build a feature extension. Then we're going to build an ultimate feature extension. And then we've got a little surprise for you at the end. So first we're going to build a feature extension. We use the File New Feature Extension template, and we get a solution that looks roughly like the one you saw in the screencast. With this feature extension, we're just going to do a little Hello World menu item connected up to a command. So we open up the Tools Designer. We drag a Visual Studio launch point on there. That allows us to come over here and say we want to put that menu item somewhere in Visual Studio, and we can put it practically anywhere. In this case, we're going to put it on the architecture menu, and then we're going to give it the text. We're going to say, Hello, Feature Builder. Now, in order to be able to do something, we have to have a command binding that binds that launch point to a command. So we'll put a command binding on our design surface, and we'll connect it to our launch point. And then in the command binding, because we have a built-in show message command, we have to have a message, and we're going to say, hi there. And now we're going to control F5. This is going to compile this feature extension, deploy it to the experimental instance of Visual Studio, and launch the experimental instance of Visual Studio. There's a number of ways of getting features instantiated, otherwise live, inside your Visual Studio instance. The easiest way, we give you a simple empty project template with which to launch things. So in just a minute, Visual Studio is going to launch, and we're going to use that project template to fire up our feature extension number one and then go run the menu. And now we'll say File, New Project, and here under Visual C Sharp we'll find feature extension number one. Right there. And now under the architecture menu, we're going to find Hello Feature Builder, and there we go. There's our message. Now let's go build an ultimate feature extension, and we'll add a similar kind of thing on a model. So we'll do a UML model. We'll do File New Ultimate Feature Extension. We'll open up the command designer, and we'll use a modeling launch point. And similar to the Visual Studio launch point, we can select where we want that to show up. In this case, we want that to show up on a UML class diagram, on a UML class element. And when it's there, we want to say, Hello, UML. Again, we have to have a command binding in order for our launch point to do something. Connect up our launch point to the command binding, go to the command binding, and set the message to say UML is extensible. And once again, control F5. Again, this is building our feature extension, the tools, the code, and the map, putting it all together, putting it in the V6, deploying it to the experimental instance of Visual Studio, and firing up the experimental instance so we can try it out. Once again, like before, we'll get this fired up by firing up a new project. We'll use our feature extension 2 project template. And because this is an ultimate feature extension, it includes a modeling project. And so now we're going to go add a UML class diagram to that modeling project. Add new item. And we'll pick UML class diagram. And we'll go grab the toolbox and drag a class onto there. And now when we right-click on here, we'll see Hello UML. And now that we've seen how you can use the built-in commands, let's go build our own Visual Studio automation, a custom command. So what we'll do is we'll come back to the Solution Explorer, We'll go to the library project, which is where you create your commands, conditions, and value providers. We'll right-click on commands and say add new item. And you can see that we provide you three item templates for commands, conditions, and value providers. In this case, we'll pick a command. And we give you all the code necessary here to be able to implement your command. So we'll start out by changing the name of our command to Hello World. We'll do the traditional Hello World like you do in every other new technology. And this is our feature builder Hello World command. We'll just do a message box, so we'll have to do a using system.windows.forms. And then the process of implementing a command is simply filling out this execute method. So here we'll say message box.show hello world. And because the feature builder works inside Visual Studio, all we need to build right now is the library project, which will automatically build our Visual Studio automation and make it available to our designer. So we'll build the library project, we'll come back to our designer, and we'll come back to the properties for our command binding. And instead of choosing the built-in command, we'll now go look and see what commands are available to us. Now we can see there's a Hello World command. There's Hello World, there's the description we put in. As you can see, this is under General, this is under UI. You can actually categorize your commands to make it easier to find them. We'll pick Hello World. You can also see that the parameter for message is gone because our particular command doesn't have any parameters. You can have as many parameters as you want to a command. You can satisfy those parameters with either a static string or what we call a value provider. And that value provider is the gateway for you to be able to go gather data from other places in the solution or create wizards. Well, now that we've done that, let's run it. One more, Control F5. Compile this. Jump off to the experimental instance of Visual Studio and invoke our custom Visual Studio automation. And since we've already been using this in a solution, we don't have to create another solution for this. We'll just go open up the one we've been working with, which will automatically bring us back to our class diagram. Now when we pick right menu on the class, here's our Hello UML launch point, but this is now bound to our custom command. And there we go. Hello World from Feature Builder. Remember that surprise I talked to you about at the very beginning of this part of the screencast? Well, it's time to reveal that. It turns out that the Feature Builder itself is a feature extension, which means that it comes with detailed process guidance shown here in the guidance browser, just like the kind of things that you can do. This is the result of the map combining the process guidance steps with your documents. One of the other things that's also interesting, however, is that since the Feature Builder is an ultimate feature extension, we actually have included the activity diagram model that was used to build this particular step-by-step process. So here's the process diagram for the Feature Builder. You can see that not only does it just show how complex an activity diagram can be that makes this nice outline, it also reflects the state of the outline. So when we start building features, we want you to read the introduction. So that step is green, all the rest of them are red. Once you've said, okay, I'm done reading the introduction, now you can go out and start building feature extensions, and here's all these places that have documents that you can actually read. One of the other things that's also interesting is if you come down here, and we'll turn this back red for a second, and we'll come back into the commands guidance, is what's called a link launch point. This can also invoke Visual Studio automation. Now, if we click on it now, nothing happens because the process guidance related to authoring commands is red. But if we come back here and make it green, come back to this guidance, we can click here, and now we get another command. So you can see that you can guide your developer with the process you want them to follow. You can even constrain them so that they don't execute the commands until your solution is in the right state. The Feature Builder power tool for Visual Studio 2010 is available now on the Visual Studio Gallery. Detailed walkthroughs and information about additional samples are available on Channel 9 at channel9.msdn.com/tags/feature builder.